So you know that feeling when you're like walking around or walking through your day and you kind of don't lose sense of where it's going or where you're going, or like you take a shower and you don't remember taking a shower, or you place your keys somewhere and you forgot where you put them?
You mean feeling spacey?
Yeah, exactly. I think we feel that way so much of our lives and don't realize that's how we feel. And I think that's why it's important that we touch on the topic that we're going to talk about today, which is this idea of getting grounded. Because I think getting grounded is so essential for not only to be more present in our lives, but also to gain back control over the clarity and the rhythm of our lives. Because I think so much of how we live is on autopilot, and it's good to get centered and get back into the flow of the direction that we want to go with everything. Welcome to the Natural Healing Podcast, the show designed to guide, inspire, and empower you to elevate your health so you can achieve your goals and dreams. We are your hosts, Dr. Satara Moafi
and Salvador Cefalu,
a husband and wife team of acupuncturists and owners of a Center for Natural Healing, an integrative wellness clinic based in the heart of Silicon Valley.
We're here to make the ancient wisdom of healing practical and accessible for your modern lifestyle. Well, when you're feeling spacey and you're feeling scattered, this is a state where there's too much fire. And because that fire energy will make you feel a little flighty, could be lightheaded even, or it's generating some wind, you get dizzy if it's more extreme. And we're recording this a little after the onset of summer. And we talked about in the Chinese calendar, summer actually starts around May 6th. And that's because they break up the seasons according to what they call these 24 solar terms. Sometimes they'll refer to it as the 24 chi nodes. And with that being said, the summer solstice is actually the middle of the summer season. We actually, you know, always talk about it as being the beginning of summer.
Right.
But it's the midpoint of summer. And you could see that because it's the highest point of Yangqi. So, you know, the days are the longest at that time of the year. And then after that, it starts to slowly even out until we get to the autumn equinox. So we're a few weeks into the summer season, and this is in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, where this applies, because this calendar was always established according to Northern China. And so we are in the hot season already, even though it's been unseasonably cool here in California. But once that passes, boy, it's going to heat up fast. We know that. And so when you have more heat, you know, that's where you're going to tend to feel a little bit more spacey. You know, it's obviously important to hydrate. And that not only, you know, helps cool you down, but it helps nourish the kidneys.
Well, that's a really good point, because when you're going into the summer season, you're talking about the fire element. And that fire energy can, you know, stimulate your heart and create a lot of anxiety and a lot of restlessness. So it's no wonder that as the seasons get warmer, that's when we start to feel more stimulated and more distractible.
Yeah, and you need less sleep, and that's natural. I wanted to talk about how it was interesting when we were in New York recently, and one afternoon we just spent walking quite a bit, and we didn't drink much, and my back started to ache. So we stopped and rehydrated with some fluids, and it was immediate that the back pain went away. Soon as I hydrated. So nourishing your water is really important to grounding us out. Obviously, it helped with my kidneys, because, you know, when your low back is aching, your kidneys are under stress.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to talk about today was grounding. And in terms of grounding, so you have this, Satara was describing as this fire situation where too much energy is in the head. Too much energy is in the heart. So you could be too emotional at this time as well. And anxiety could be more of a problem at this during the season. You want to cool your body down, and grounding is a great way to do that. So how do we ground?
Well, we've talked a little bit already throughout the episodes about the importance of Qigong practice. We heard from Lee Holden, where he, you know, is trying to bring Qigong and make it more available to everyone. So that's a really great way of cultivating and grounding yourself. You could do more yoga practice. You could do more meditation. I think one of the most essential tools, though, that we all can employ is to be more aware, is just to pay attention more. And this is goes back to this mindfulness practice, you know, that's become very this buzzword, that word mindfulness. But what does it really mean? It just means to pay attention moment to moment to what's happening in front of you. Because a lot of times we spend a lot of our energy back in the past thinking of what's already gone on and forward into the future about what's to come. That, of course, we never know what comes next, but we always try to think about it and predict it and even have anxiety about it. So when you're in the past, it can often cause you to have regret and depression. And when you're moving too quickly forward, that's what can create anxiety, and that can really start to stoke the fire of the heart. And because of this relationship between the heart and the kidneys, the fire and water elements, all of the exercises and all of the techniques and tools that we're going to talk about to help get you grounded are going to have to do with bringing more water into your life, cooling your body down, cooling your mind down to settle that fire.
And slowing your body down, even to the point where you're just stopping your movement. They have found, and I say they in terms of, you know, you could say exercise physiologists, that in terms of cardiovascular health, your peak benefits are achieved with only 150 minutes of vigorous cardiovascular exercise per week.
So how many minutes is that a day?
So that's just around less than 22 minutes per day. Mm-hmm. So everything after that is actually not going to be beneficial and could be counterproductive to your cardiovascular health. And in Chinese medicine terms, we say it's because it's generating too much heat.
Exactly.
And that is creates too much oxidative stress on the cardiovascular system, and it's too taxing on the kidney system. So keep that in mind, because people tend to overdo it, especially when it's hot. And especially, you know, you'll see people, you know, exercising vigorously like in the middle of the day. So at the hottest time of the day, mm-hmm. too. So it's important to do your vigorous exercise in the cooler time, in the early morning, especially. Late at night, people think is also good because it's cooler. The problem is we say you're burning your midnight oil. That's the time when you should actually be trying to conserve your energy so you could store blood in the liver. And during those late hours of the evening, as your liver is actually, the liver blood helps nourish the kidneys during the night when you're sleeping. So you don't want to exhaust that with too much vigorous exercise at night. So that's actually the time that you want to do the more cooling exercises. So you would do more like yoga and Qigong. And the meditation too is good at that time to just settle everything down from the busy day.
Mm-hmm. And I think that goes to show that really doing yoga and Qigong practice is appropriate at all times of day. But you just have to be more careful about the type of yoga and Qigong practice you do depending on the time of day. So obviously, you want to do more invigorating practices earlier, and the less invigorating, the more cooling types of practices. So when you're doing like yin yoga, or you're doing more grounding types of Qigong, not so much to open the chest and, you know, lift the energy up, which could interfere with your sleep.
And we always say, be cautious with the hot yoga, mm-hmm. because you don't want to sweat too much either. It's not good, because then you're going to dry up the fluids more easily.
Well, and especially during the hotter months, it might be okay to do a little bit of that during winter.
Definitely in the hot season.
Exactly. Because you really want to live seasonally. You want to live by what's happening in your environment and not just what you think is good for you. Because when you live more with the rhythm of nature, your body is going to be able to flow with that rhythm much better than if you try to force something on it that feels unnatural. The Taoists believe that anything is possible, including miracles, and that when you open your heart, you open your world to endless possibilities. My audio guide, How to Attract Endless Possibilities, will teach you the exact steps to help you create your ideal life. And it's yours free when you sign up now at sataramoafi.com/miracles. You'll learn the four pillars that'll allow you to shift your internal experience so you can begin manifesting exactly what you want. The life of your dreams is closer than you think. Visit sataramoafi.com/miracles to start creating it now. That's sataramoafi.com/miracles.
So if you find yourself feeling a bit scattered, feeling overheated, which can really happen during any time of the year, if you're finding that you are in the Northern Hemisphere, where the weather at this time is the hottest time of the year, then what are some of the exercises that we want to focus on to help anchor that fire and help bring it back into the kidneys to support our water element?
So anything that's more cooling in nature in terms of exercise. So we mentioned earlier, if you're doing Qigong or yoga, you want to focus on the more cooling aspects of those practices. So one of the practices that I would most recommend would be to practice yin yoga, which is a very slow, more grounding, and really talk about grounding. When you're doing these postures, almost all of them, you're literally sitting on the ground and you're holding the poses for between 3 and 5 minutes, sometimes up to 10 minutes per posture. Of course, you don't want to do that if you're new to the practice. If you go to my website, sataramoafi.com/yoga-videos, you can find some practices that you can practice on your own at home. But in general, what you want to do, even if you're not going to do yin yoga practice and get into a particular posture, let's say, or you're not interested in that, or it feels like too much, you can practice shavasana. You could practice what's known as corpse pose, which is to just find space in your home, or even more ideally, if you can go lay a mat or a blanket out on your lawn or in the gravel outside and just lay with your body just in a resting pose, like a corpse, with your arms out to the sides, legs spread apart, shoulders relaxed. And it's important to kind of feel the relaxation happen from head to toe. So a lot of times that energy, when we're feeling really uncentered and ungrounded, gets really trapped in the mind. And one way to slow that down or to clear the mind is to get deeper and deeper into the body and into the heart. So when you're laying down in this corpse pose, when you're just laying on the ground, you want to visualize the top of your head relax, this forehead, the eyes, the chin, the cheeks, the throat, your neck, your shoulders, and all down the sides of your body, the back of your body, the front of your body, through the abdomen, the pelvis, the thighs, hamstrings, your knees, calves, shins, ankles, and feet. All the way down into the soles of your feet should relax. Make sure that your hands are relaxed. Make sure that the palms of your hands are soft. So not just laying there and thinking, but consciously and with mindfulness, bringing the tension out of your body so that you can begin to really cool down the mind and cool down the body. That's one of the easiest ways to ground yourself.
Yeah, and definitely more beneficial if you could do this outside with a blanket on the lawn. You could even lie on the pavement, just not on the asphalt. Right. You know, asphalt is not conducive to electromagnetic energy. So yeah, that's a great way to ground. And it's very invigorating, very refreshing.
Mm-hmm. You might even have found that just like talking about laying down in the corpse pose already starts to slow you down and settle your mind. Just thinking about relaxing will immediately start the relaxation process. So I know that you have some ideas also that would be really helpful for helping us get grounded.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add that when you go into that state where you're surveying your body and letting each part just kind of relax and sink more deeply into the ground, into the earth, it helps bring your mind into that deeper alpha state. Mm-hmm. And it gets you out of the chatter of the beta alert phase of your mind.
Yeah.
So that's really the key, is to try to induce that alpha state. As our teacher Jeffrey says, try to find the place of the white noise, as they talk about in shamanism. Mm-hmm. And from that place, you could tap into the divine and to the endless possibilities that life has to offer you. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of Qigong, like yoga, you can have invigorating Qigong and you can have meditative Qigong. And one of the forms of meditative Qigong is what they call a stance training, Zhanzhuang, Zhuang is how they spell it in the pinyin form, the anglicized form of Chinese. So stance training is a simple practice that's very difficult because you just stand as long as you can in a position. Now you can look on YouTube for some ideas of Zhanzhuang, and I will give you a particular tip that I think will make your stance training easier and deeper. And this has to do with the idea that we have presented in past podcasts with the fire and water breathing. So just to refresh that topic, we have the Ren and the Du meridians that circulate along the front and back of the body. And the front channel is called the Ren. It's, you could say, the sea of yin energy, the feminine aspect. And then you have, and that would be the water path. And then you have the fire path, which is the energy that moves up your spine along the Du Mai, the Du meridian, which would be also called the sea of yang qi. So that's going to be stimulating the fire path. So we've been talking about how the fire, what we're trying to do is calm down this fire, this chatter in the brain. So when you do the stance training, try to employ the water path. And when I talk about the water path and fire path, when I say do the water path, that means we're trying to imagine moving the water, anchoring the fire. When, on the other hand, you want to move the fire path, which is going to help you run and jump, stretch, you want to move the fire path. And you would anchor the water down the front and then let it release up the back. So when you're standing, we want to anchor the fire. So you can, so imagine as you're standing, you're breathing into your kidneys, into the lumbar region of your back. And as you're breathing out, you are allowing that energy to travel up the center. So you'll actually feel like this energy moving up. And as that energy moves up the center of your body along the front, it also travels down your thighs and roots you into the earth. So there's like this polarity of movement going down into the earth and then up through your sternum. So you inhale, you draw that energy down into your lumbar. And then as you breathe out, allow that energy to come up out of your chest. And as it comes up, it's also going down and rooting you into the earth. So play with that idea and you'll see that you will feel more anchored and more calm, so you could stand longer. Doing this has been really revolutionary for me in my practice, and I'm sure it will help you as well, because it's a great way to help you stand with patience. If you're just standing there, you just want to, you're thinking about what you need to be doing and you just want to, you want to move along and go get started on your to-do list. This way, when you focus on this breathing, it also gives your mind something to focus on. So and what you're focusing on is rooting yourself. Think also, when you're doing stance training, you want your tongue touching the roof of your mouth. So that allows you to connect the fire and water path. The Ren and Du connect as your tongue touches the roof of your mouth. And ultimately, as you're standing, you're simply breathing in and out of your nose. So there's no special breath. I am just suggesting that you just use that visualization so you could kind of guide the energy as you're breathing, and you will feel yourself rooting deeper into the earth. And it's very powerful.
Balancing your yin and yang energies can shift mental, physical, and emotional patterns that would otherwise lead to accelerated aging, illness, and disease. The microcosmic and macrocosmic orbit meditations help circulate energy through the primary source channels of yin and yang, known as the Du and Ren meridians, to bring greater clarity and vitality throughout your life. For a limited time, you can purchase my one-of-a-kind guided introduction to both of these Taoist meditations for just $36. Visit our online store at acenterfornaturalhealing.com/shop to begin your transformation through the microcosmic and macrocosmic orbit meditations. That's acenterfornaturalhealing.com/shop.
In terms of the posture used for stance training, in general, because there are various ways to do this, but stand with your feet hip distance apart. So basically, the outer edge of your foot should be in line with your armpit. And you want your armpits to be hollow, so you could just kind of move your elbow out from the side of your body, and that will create a little space under your arms. And that way the chi could just relax, the chi could circulate as you relax. And it's all about relaxing. So as you're standing, another thing to do, just like Setara was describing when you're lying on the ground, notice different parts of your body and feel them relaxing. You do the same check-in with the stance training. So you want to make sure that your jaw is not clenched. You want to make sure that your neck is relaxed, that your shoulders are relaxed. Relax your spine, your lower back. Relax your knees. So your knees should not be locked. Your knees should be bent a little bit. So you're kind of settling down into your feet. And also there's that special point called the bubbling spring, kidney one, the first point on the kidney. And that's right behind the ball of the foot, basically in line with the second toe. So that's the point where you're going to really be kind of connecting with the earth. So we call it earthing, but we also talk about you're drawing the water up and you're moving this energy. So it's like you're gathering water and you're releasing. So it's like you're gathering water from the earth. So the terminology could get a little bit confusing when we talk about building your water energy and your earthing. So just remember, it's like you're tapping into the spring within the earth. And you want that energy, you want to exchange with the earth the fresh energy and release the bad energy.
And I think you'll be really surprised by just how much tension you hold unknowingly when you first start these exercises. That's why it's important to kind of do that progressive relaxation where you notice different parts of your body. One of the most common places I notice I hold tension, and most people hold tension when they're trying to relax, is their face. So the jaw, the neck, you know, the eyes, like, okay, my body's relaxed, and then you're clenching your teeth. So make sure that you let that all go. And if you have trouble with the visualization, so if it's hard for you to visualize the water breath or to do that progressive relaxation, don't give up. Just keep practicing, because the more you practice, the more things start to show up for you.
Visualization doesn't come easy for me as it does for you. I mean, you're a mystic in terms of visualization. So you just stick with it. It's all about feeling. It's not about just what you're seeing. Feel. You could feel this movement. And I wanted to say, just like yoga uses the corpse pose at the end of the practice to cool down, that's how stance training is done. This is done at the end to consolidate the energy that you've been moving and building during your practice. I don't care what kind of practice you're doing, even if you go take a walk, you could do the stance training to then just kind of gather that energy. Now, once you do your stance training, you could close by putting your left, for men, you put your left hand under your navel and cover it with the right hand. And then you could stand a little bit longer. and just settle everything down.
And always remember to breathe. That's so essential when you're doing relaxation.
And you're slowing your breath. Mm-hmm. You're letting your breath just really become smooth. And for a woman, you would put your right hand under your navel and then cover with your left hand. And then again, let your armpits be hollow. Don't hold your arms close to your body. Create space so there's freedom of movement through your limbs.
Now, once you've listened to this episode all the way through the first time, you might want to go back and listen to it again in a space where you can be a little bit more relaxed so that you can practice some of those exercises, or at least learn how to practice them so that it becomes more easy to integrate into your life.
So that's it for our grounding podcast. We've really enjoyed spending this time with you.
And now we want to hear from you. What is kind of your go-to when you feel like your mind is scattered, when you feel restless? What do you do to ground yourself? We want to know all about your insights in the comments. So you're just going to visit acenterfornaturalhealing.com/grounding. So that's acenterfornaturalhealing.com/grounding. And let us know what you think in the comments.
Once again, thank you very much for joining us on the Natural Healing Podcast, and we certainly look forward to next time.
Bye. Hey, if you haven't already done so, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. This ensures that we can share this invaluable information with more listeners just like you.